So let's hear about this flying truck. This is, if you're a fancy idiot and you're watching along, you'll want to turn your head towards the screen if you can.
Whoa! Oh.
Yeah. I did a double take, too, when I saw that for the first time. And no, your eyes are not deceiving you. This is surveillance video.
The audio you heard is from, like, a doorbell camera from across the street in, like, a little subdivision. And the sound you hear is a full-size pickup flying over the road and smashing into the corner of the house across the street.
That thing was going so fast.
Is there a ramp? How does that happen?
There is kind of a ramp.
Okay.
Is like, it like a roundabout that's built way too high up off the ground?
Sort of. Yes.
Really?
This is
we
like,
love a roundabout.
This is like Dukes of Hazzard stuff.
I mean, it looks like the bottom of that car is 10 feet in the air.
Yeah,
probably.
Easily.
Yeah.
On Friday, we told you about how everyone in that home was okay, and somehow the two people in the truck suffered only minor injuries.
Oh, Explorer Sport Tracks. They don't make them like that anymore.
Oh, my God. That car didn't even look damaged at all. That's a great little truck right
just
there.
Just throw it in reverse and hit the road.
Yeah.
God. Saul McCarty's in the newsroom with the update. Alma, just one word here. Wow.
Yeah, David, you could definitely say that it is one thing to hear about it, and it's another thing entirely to see it. And given that video, it is really incredible that no one was seriously injured.
It was just as the homeowner had described it.
It was literally launched and boom, right in my house.
This video backing up the report from Tiger Police. That
man,
the pickup-
I wish he had a front door camera.
Oh my gosh.
Because you know it would have been triggered and then just done.
So although sweet. It happened so fast, it might not.
Yeah, true.
Like, it was right there. Man.
This video backing up the report from Tigard Police that the pickup went airborne after hitting a dirt mound, clearing a retaining wall, and flying roughly 100 feet through the air. Then it hit the house.
I just hear this boom and the house shakes.
David Brudnock recalled what it was like to walk downstairs around 3 that morning to see this.
By the way, that's one of those communities where there is a brick wall there, like around the community, and that wall is like 6 feet tall, and this car raced over the top of that.
Wow.
Look at how far that is. Like when I mean you can see it kind of in the dark, but now they're showing video footage in the daytime of where it left, and when they say flew about 100 feet, they're not kidding.
No.
And I'm like, what, like what's going on? Like I must be in a sleep stupor or something. I can't process like what I'm seeing in front of me.
The front of his house, the bathroom, a crumpled mess.
I didn't expect a flying truck.
The family of five.
Yeah, you wouldn't typically.
That would be so confusing.
The way he said that is so honest. I didn't expect a flying truck. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't expect a flying truck.
The family of five, including 3 children, all unharmed, made it out the back of the house to what David described as a swarm of first responders.
So, yeah, they all showed up, and they were all lined out there on Shoals Ferry, and it was a sight.
The 2 inside the truck, officers say, were taken to the hospital with minor injuries.
And Tiger Police reported that the driver was charged with both reckless driving and recklessly endangering. David, back to you.
No explanation? Were they did they just forget to turn?
But not drunk driving?
Right.
That's shocking. Holy cow.
I wish there was a dash cam and, like you guys said, the doorbell cam.
The dash cam would be fun to hear the moment they were like, we're having a blast! We're flying!
We did it!
I would expect to hear the Dukes of Hazzard.
That was serious.
You think you've ever caught air with all 4 tires in the car you're driving?
Yes.
Oh, I know I have.
On purpose. Definitely over the railroad tracks on Green Shield Road in Lake Orion. Oh, 100%.
You'd do it again today, wouldn't you?
Yeah. That one was sketchy, though, because it was a gravel road, and the train tracks were at a slight angle.
Oh, yeah.
So
if you caught your kid doing that, you'd take away his license.
Oh, yeah. Oh, if I caught my kid doing that, it's because all the wheels would fly off.
his grandma's car?
His great-grandmother's car is not made for that kind of adventure.
The Buick LeSabre was a classic auto-jumping car from the fairgrounds of the 80s.
Sword. Actually, I take it back. I bet you could do it with that car and it would be unfazed.
Maitland, have you gotten all 4 tires off?
I think so. That's what it felt like. We were driving back from our morning show in Kokomo and I had driven separately because I was going to a bachelorette party kind of on the way. Mm-hmm. So, and I had the road kit in my car and I hit some train tracks and I could see in my rear view the kit go up I hit my head on the ceiling and come back down.
Boy. Jeez.
So I was like, yeah, I think I caught some air with that.
You hit it pretty hard.
Explain some damages that had to be repaired.
Are you serious?
In the kit?
I mean, it always needs a little bit of...
It needs touch-ups every year.
Maitland's like, I didn't actually do that. That was a lie.
I doubt you were any harder on it than FedEx.
That's true.
Steve, you've gotten air?
Yes. Same thing as Hot Wings train tracks in my first car, 86 Pontiac 6000. And when I landed, I noticed, that's weird. My car seems to be leaning a bit. And then when we got out of the car and looked at it, the front subframe had kind of adjusted itself.
Kelly, what about you?
Oh, yeah. There's a little road back home in the Augusta, Georgia area called Harlem Grovetown Road.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some twists and turns that are super dangerous. And then this one little spot that everybody knows, you go fast enough, you're going to go off the ground. And it was so much fun to do that. My Jeep Grand Cherokee, that car was way too boxy for me to be doing that at 16 years old. But you best right? believe I was doing it.
That's the scariest part of having kids that'll drive is knowing what I thought it was cool to do at 16 and what all of you thought it was cool to do at 16.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure that's the thing every parent goes through.
Well, it still is
definitely.
Cool.
Howings, remember when we did the topic in Knoxville? Where's the best place to catch air in Knox County?
Yeah.
And the police called and told us to stop doing it. They asked very nicely, actually, but it felt like telling us.
Did you not alert every idiot where to jump their cars?
And then we got a call from one of the officers who was out doing patrols. He goes, oh, man, I'm out here waiting to write tickets for fools I see do it. So this is easy fishing for me.
Because I can just park for a while.
We're very helpful.
We are. Well, we like to help.